All right, so we're holding in the middle of a Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim is talking about, that if I know that Reuven is going to be a bad partner for Shimon, so the Chofetz Chaim says, then it's my obligation to tell Shimon that if I know firsthand that Reuven, or even not firsthand, if I say that I don't know it firsthand, and this is the information that I know, that to save Shimon from getting into a partnership with Reuven, which would be detrimental to Shimon. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, what happens if they already made their deal? They're not talking about it, but they already made a deal. If they made a deal and they made kinyonim, so then they can't back out. Unless the Beis Din would paskin that this is considered something which is considered a mekach tos, that he would be able to back out. So the Chofetz Chaim said that even if I know the information, I, a yachid, a single individual, know the truth, that he, let's say, stole blind thousands of dollars from his last partner, and therefore if there was another witness with me coming to Beis Din and testifying to that fact that he stole the thousands of dollars, it would zicha be a mekach tos, and in such a case the person would have a right to back out. And since I do know the truth, I know that that's the case, and I know if I tell Shimon about it now, he's going to trust me and he's going to walk away from the shutfis, so I'm not allowed to do that. Because then it'll be, we'll call it just not proper due process in this case. Because the person doesn't have a right to walk away from a partnership if there's a kinyan. If there's they're actually partners, you don't have a right unless Beis Din would paskin that it's actually a mekach tos. So even though Kami Shema Yigalia, even though the truth is it really is a mekach tos, but if he would go now, Shimon, and act upon what I said, and he has no right to believe me as an Eid Echad, to do something which you need two witnesses for. So I am not allowed to tell it to Shimon, because I'm going to cause Shimon to do something shelo kedin, even though in truth it really is, so to say, kedin. Because since al pi halach he doesn't have a right to do it without two witnesses, I'm going to be causing him to do something shelo kalach. Unless I know that Shimon is an erlicha person, and he's going to go to Beis Din, and then we'll see. If Beis Din will pass me with my testimony and maybe with other proofs, Beis Din will paskin it, okay, then Beis Din paskin. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. So recognizing that this is taka big chiddush from the Chofetz Chaim, so the Chofetz Chaim tells us that he brought already two gemaras for this inyan, and he says, v'heir Hashem yizbarach, we're holding in klal tes, din hei, and we're learning in the Ber Maim Chaim, sivkot and yud zayin. So the Chofetz Chaim says, v'heir Hashem yizbarach einai, Umatsasi Gemara Mufureshes Kinyanein Mamash. Chofetz Chaim is excited that he says he has a Mufuresh Gemara to prove his point. Shaidezeh Nuchaleida Kol Prate Hadin, can know all the details. Dezelushena Gemara Babakama. Machar is Rava. Rava announced, Haibar Yisrael the Yoda Sadus Alein Yehudi. If a Yid, know testimony for a guy in a case that's going to court, and the Israel is, the guy is trying to collect money from a Yid. So the guy took the Yid to Superior Court, and he's trying to get the money. And then I went, he called me and he said, you know the case, you were there, you know he owes me the money, come and testify. So he wants me to come to the Superior Court to testify. And now I go to court and I testify against the Yid, and now the Yid has to pay $1,000. So the Gemara says, Mishamtin alay. So they put me in Chayram, because I didn't have a right to go to court to testify in this case. What? Why didn't have a right? So the Gemara says, my time. Because in Superior Court, if they bring one witness who testifies for the taiva of the toveya, they're going to believe the witness. There's no reason to not believe him. So with an eid echad, they're going to take away the money. When do we say that it's considered that I'm in chayrim? They have a right to put me in chayrim for doing something wrong. That's only if I'm only an individual. I will betray lo. But if it's me and the uncle who are going to come to testify, and we go to Superior Court, in that case, you know, you're not mishamtina le. What's wrong if I go by myself it comes out that I caused the Yid to lose $1,000 Shalei Kedin. Now, did I cause him to lose $1,000 Shalei Kedin? The truth is, he owes the money. I know he owes the money. I was there. I know he owes the money. So, did I cause him to lose money Shalei Kedin? So he says, Alma, after Ed Yedea Ba'atzma, Shabem Suchayv Lemomet. Even though the Yid knows, I know that he owes the money. Afal pikein, hoy mishamti nan la'ed, avur zeh, kiven dim hoy bo ima lebeistin shi Yisrael, lo yigay bimenu, nimtu mafsina b'diburo. If we would have gone to a bezdin, so then my testimony would not be accepted. The most it would be is to make a shvua. I would not be able to be mafsit in the money. So now I caused him to lose the money. Or I didn't cause him to lose money. I caused him to pay money that he really owes. I know the truth. So he says, don't say that the reason why I'm put in Chayram is because I went to Superior Court. He says that's wrong for two reasons. First of all, there's two witnesses, they don't put us in Chayram. Why not? We went to Superior Court. So obviously that's not the reason. Since when there's two witnesses, then the guy would have won in our Bezdin system. So therefore, now that I went to the Goyish system and he won also, then I didn't cause him a loss of money. Because Al Pidin Taira, we would have been able to be Mitzi the moment from him. Ulevadmin Zeh, he says, Matsasi Mefurish B'Knes HaGdoyla, L'Chayshim Mishvat Simin Chavches, which was Ramah, Notice the Isa of our Kois is only two Jews can't go to Superior Court. But if a guy has a din Torah with a Jew, he's allowed to go to Superior Court. And the Jew is allowed to also go to Superior Court because the guy has a right, he doesn't have to come to a Bezdin. And that's Mavur there in the Sma, that even though the witness knows that he really owes the money, because he can say, I'm tiny, I wasn't mazik you, with my words, I caused you to lose. So therefore, you should not have testified. If with your testimony, there'll be mighty moment which I'll be din Torah, you wouldn't be able to be mighty. And then the Chavetz Chaim says, and don't say that maybe over there it's different because you're testifying for the sake of a guy. So maybe for the sake of a guy, since I'll be din Torah. But if you'd be testifying for the sake of another Yid, then it would be mutter. See, he proves that it's not so. He proves it from a number of poiskim, that even if it would be a case where it's two yidden, would be, so to say, in Superior Court for whatever heter, there would be. Also, it would be the same halacha that with one you couldn't and with two you could. So therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says that, therefore, la halacha. So he's saying that if I know that if I tell Shimon that Reuven did something wrong over here and that he's a ganef, and now if Shimon is going to just take the law into his own hands, even if Kamishma Igalia, even if the truth is that Reuven Taki is a ganef, but Shimon does not have a right to do that, if since Bezdin would not paskin that way, you only have a right to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will decide whether it's considered a mekatos or not. But without that, if I now tell Shimon, I'm considered being mazik Reuven, and I'm not allowed to help Shimon by being mazik Reuven. I'm only allowed to help Shimon if I'm not mazik Reuven. But since Reuven has legal rights here, there was a kinyan, so I don't have a right to go and tell Shimon. That's the Chavetz Chaim's halacha. Then the Chavetz Chaim continues for a minute and a half, and he says, in Sivkot and in Sivvav, Ach kol zeh ha-heta dai de shnayim. In other words, he says, but let's say there'd be two people. Let's say there's two people. And two of us know that Reuven mamish fleeced his other partner. Mamish stole him blind. So in that case, l'chayra, we are not causing Reuven a loss, shalei kedin, because l'maisa, we are two witnesses, and we could have testified in Bezdin to that effect, so we're not causing him a loss. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, it's still also for us to testify. says afa ach kol ze het da de shnaim lishti velasis mais about so in the moy rak she not like de zem it's a message to the burma student knows we witnesses we did not say something which was mazik Ruvain, since Ruvain would have lost anyway. Aval al kaponim misayei de oivir avir le'nafki. Lamaisa, even if me and Yankel come and tell Shimon about it, does that have a halacha now of Eidus that he is allowed to act upon our testimony? No. Eidus outside of Bezdin doesn't have a halacha of Eidus. So the Chavetz Chaim makes this dakristik achilik. As far as we're being mazik Ruvain, we're not being mazik Ruvain. Because since we have the power now to go to Bezdin and testify, and Bezdin will accept what we're saying, so therefore we were not mazik. Did Shimon have a right to act upon our testimony since it was Haggadah, not in the Bezdin? Shimon doesn't have a right. So Shimon is still doing something wrong. So I'm being Messiah, I'm assisting Shimon in doing something wrong. But I'm not considered being mazik Ruvein. And therefore, as far as the Rechilus is concerned, I'm not called a Reichel. Because a Reichel, if I was being mazik Ruvein, I'd be a Reichel. But since I'm not being mazik Ruvein, I'm doing something for Shimon's sake, I'm not a Reichel. But nevertheless, I have helped another Jew do something improper.
Rabbi, how is Shimon ever going to know that he has...